is KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg, and I am delighted to be in the studio with the organizers of Black Restaurant Week. It has officially landed in Philadelphia. I'm here with Fallon Farrell and Warren Luckett. They're from Houston and came to Philly to bring us Black Restaurant Week. Welcome.
Good morning, Philly. Thanks so much for having us.
Wonderful. And so, first of all, where did the idea, the impetus for Black Restaurant Week, where did it come from?
So we had the idea of really having a desire to highlight the African diaspora. And so we wanted to have an opportunity to highlight our culinary history. So many times in America, we have had our history retold or repackaged, if you will. And so for us, it was so important that we really take ownership of our own culinary cuisines. And so this started about 3 years ago in Houston. We want to showcase the African, African-American, and Caribbean cuisines in Texas. And just the passion of the food that we see all over the country has really allowed us to expand nationwide.
And so then it's over the 3 years, you guys have gone to different cities. And then why Philly?
We actually just love the community of Philly. It's that brotherly love, sisterly affection.
Yes.
is very powerful.
Warm, fuzzy.
And so we really love going into cities that have a strong sense of community, because this project is about the community. It's about getting the businesses in front of the community and having the community support. And so we think Philadelphia was a great opportunity for that.
Amazing. And so, you know, I love food. Philadelphia is a food city.
Yes.
Right.
So tell us how y'all organized Restaurant Week here, and were people enthusiastic? Because I feel like they were.
Yes.
No, they were. Very, very receptive, very open. This year we're starting a little bit smaller. We're only doing 1 week. In the future, we're going to expand it to 2 weeks. So that gives everybody time to get to the restaurants. And so we really just reached out, phone calls, DMs through through social media, just really trying to get in front of everyone. And really get them involved.
And we had some wonderful support from Visit Philly, Councilwoman Reynolds Brown, Kurt Cooks from South, as well as Deetra. These folks were actually instrumental in making sure that we had a successful campaign here in Philadelphia.
Amazing. So how many restaurants did y'all recruit?
We recruited 10 this year. Mm-hmm. And so next year, our goal is to get up to at least 20.
20 restaurants. And so what is the deal? Because I know Philadelphia has multiple restaurant weeks that have all the restaurants involved, and there's usually a deal, like a prefix menu.
Yes.
Tell me how the Black Restaurant Week works.
Yeah, so we offer a prefix menu at all of the different restaurants. So visit our website, phillybrw.com, for a full list of menus. There you'll see which restaurants are participating for brunch, lunch, or dinner. And they're celebrating different price points between $15 and $45. So you'll get anywhere between 3 to 4 courses for that prefix price point. And it's also going to help support Farms, which is our national nonprofit. It's a nonprofit, family agricultural resource management services, and they highlight Black agriculture as well as Black farmers throughout the nation.
Yeah, and so give me a couple of the restaurants that y'all have as part of the Philadelphia Black Restaurant Week.
Sure. So we have 48 Street Grill, which mm-hmm. offers great Caribbean food. We also have Dalek, which is a great Ethiopian spot. We have Booker's. We also have Tasties. We have Just to Serve You. I mean, it's a variety of foods out there. This
Star
morning,
Fusion. It's just a wonderful list.
Right. This morning, we're going to go to Rose Petal Cafe. They offer a great breakfast. You could get 2 half waffles. So it's a great deal for $15. So please check out the website.
We will definitely have folks check it out. And so what is your ultimate goal? I mean, because Philadelphia definitely has... this is a majority Black city here. It's a food city. We love food. We love African-American owned businesses. And so what's your ultimate goal here to sort of inject this flavor in the city?
To really showcase all of the layers of Philadelphia, all of the communities of Philadelphia, all the Black communities of Philadelphia. Oftentimes, we as a race, we kind of get looped into one group. And so I think it's very important to segment us and to highlight and showcase all the different aspects of our community.
As well as the culinary community. Our model is a little different than other restaurant weeks because we do host events as well. And so we do things with caterers, food trucks. We have executive chefs that may not necessarily have their own restaurant, but still need to be highlighted within the community. And so we really look to highlight the whole culinary community, not just the restaurants. And that's really the beauty of the model.
Does this put an economic boost to those restaurants who may not necessarily get the type of press that you guys are going to be bringing in and type of promotions? Will it give that economic boost?
Absolutely. And that's really our goal, is to give them as much visibility and exposure as possible through the initiative.
All right. And tell your website again. And, you know, why should people come on out? Because this is not just for Black folks. This is for everybody.
This is definitely for everybody. If you love food, then we're really inviting you to visit our website, www.phillybrw.com. Check out any of the restaurants. We also have a bartending competition going on.
Ooh,
at Hot Lounge, exactly, where we have people doing some amazing things with drinks using fresh fruits and all type of infused liquor. So it's going to be really, really fun.
And that'll be tomorrow at Hot Lounge, and that's going to be with Hennessy. So Hennessy is going to be
on Wednesday.
That is going to be on Thursday.
Oh, that's going to be on Thursday. My bad. So that on Thursday, that'll be going on at Hot Lounge.
Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful. Hot Lounge is nice.
Yes.
I was over there like a week ago for an event. It was real, and people's packed.
And they're participating as well, so you could visit Hot Lounge for dinner as well.
Have dinner before the competition. Thanks, Dee.
All right. Well, thank you so much to Fallon Farrell, to Warren Luckett, for coming from Houston to Philly and bringing us Black Restaurant Week. Tell the website one more time.
It's phillybrw.com. And Cherry, thank you so much for having us. It's been amazing.
Thank you for being here. Thanks, guys.